This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let's go back to our breaking story. A South African tourist, Stephen McGowan, who was kidnapped in 2011 by Al-Qaeda while traveling in Mali, has been released and is back home. McGowan was one of four foreigners touring Mali on motorbikes who were seized in a restaurant in the town of Timbuktu. For more on this, we're joined in studio by the founder and director of Gift of the Givers, who was at the forefront of those negotiations, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Good afternoon, Doctor, and thank you so much for joining us on the SABC News Desk.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Kashi.
Let's get right into it. All the hard work by the Department of International Relations, Gift of the Givers and other NGOs really coming to a head today. How do you feel right now?
I feel extremely happy, especially for Stephen, for Malcolm and for Catherine. Mm. I've met with Malcolm, and Malcolm is the father, and Catherine the wife, over the last 2 years. Mm. Very often, I could see the pain, the anguish, the anxiety, the suffering, and the hardship they've been through. And recently, with the loss of Beverly McGowan, especially in the first 5 months of this year, Beverly McGowan, the wife of Malcolm McGowan, was going down very rapidly.
Yes, Stephen's mother.
Yes. And Malcolm was worried. Will his wife see his son? Mm. And it wasn't to be. Mm. So it was a really difficult time for them. Today, of course, it's a happy moment, and it's also a sad moment.
Yes, you've had reunited family. Now, Gift of the Givers was at the forefront of these negotiations. Take us through the strategy you employed and how you maneuvered through the intricacies.
We had to find somebody. We know how Al-Qaeda thinks because we've been involved in Yemen with the Kochi case. Mm. So we know they need somebody they can trust. Sorry, I'm losing my voice today.
That's all right. It's all the excitement.
They need somebody they can trust. Yes. So I went on news 23rd June 2015 when Malcolm asked us to take on the case. Mm. And I announced, is there anybody of Mali origin who knows the area who can come forward and help? Mm. And within 2 hours, our negotiator called, Yahya Diko walked in and he said, I'm prepared to help you. Mm. A lot of people make that kind of commitment, but you can't trust everybody.
Yes.
On the first sight, we knew that he was the man to trust. We sent him all over into Mali. He went to all different areas. We made sure people know who he was. And by 6 weeks' time, we found Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda accepted to talk to Yahya Diko through intermediary. And so in August 2015, we made contact with Al-Qaeda. Mm. And since then, with the intermediaries, we've been busy with that process right up to the present time.
Imtiaz, it really speaks to this crucial engagement that's needed with West African leaders. And would you say it's a step in the right direction as we need to move towards a more cohesive strategy, more cohesive attempts to fight extremism in all parts of the continent?
Yes, you have to fight extremism not only in this continent, but all over the world. But in fighting extremism, we need to find the factors that lead to extremism. Mm, mm. Quite often, people are resisting or reacting to something that has been done to them. Mm. Their countries have been invaded, their lands have been invaded. People don't say sorry. People go about it very arrogantly. Mm. We're not saying that extremism is correct or can be defended. It's wrong. Mm. Killing innocent people is not allowed in any way whatsoever. Mm. Mm. But at the same time, we need to find the factors and deal with those factors also that lead to extremism.
A six-year battle. Did you feel at any point disillusioned or that you were hitting a stone wall, especially when proof of life was not as forthcoming as you would have liked it to be?
If I was disillusioned, I would have stopped a long time ago. Mm. I knew there was a family that was dependent on me. Mm. We made the connections. And as I said, we know how Al-Qaeda works. Mm. An absence of a proof of life video, rather an absence of a body, is guaranteed proof of life. Mm. Because if Al-Qaeda kills somebody, they'll make sure the whole world knows about that. Mm. So if they don't, if there's nobody, you can be guaranteed that the person is alive. Mm. Secondly, if you are with Al-Qaeda compared to any other group, you are the most fortunate hostage because they take very good care of you. And this was said to me, both by Yolandi, by Jacques, the other hostage, the Dutch hostage who was released. He came to visit me on the 6th of March and he said, look, I had a great time in Mali, except I was in captivity. And Johan Gustafsson said the same thing. Mm. We were very well looked after. And Stephen is in very good health, but waiting to come home.
Do we have any idea of his state of mind at this point?
Very difficult to say. Actually, his wife called this morning to say that Stephen wants to meet me. And I said, it's not the right time. He needs to spend time with you and with his father. I'm not in a rush. Let him bond with you. And when we're ready, he's ready, we can speak.
When would you say in this entire process did the crucial turning point come?
After Johan Gustafsson's release, because they had the appetite, to negotiate with everybody. In fact, all the hostages now, the six that they're holding, this is the right time for all the governments to get involved, because it's good to use the same team that was involved in Gustafsson's release, in Stephen's release, and it's good to go for the same team because they understand the process. We understand the process, and the same processes are followed, the other governments can be successful too.
We've always steered clear of paying a ransom. Was a ransom paid? Can you tell us?
I can't tell you that. I don't know. But ransom is not the only thing they accept. They do accept.
What else do they accept?
Exchange of prisoners. And sometimes you have, in Al-Qaeda's case, they have other governments who have an influence on them and can have an effect on them to release without paying any money. So that's a possibility. I know the governments, but I can't mention them. Excuse me. But it is possible they could be relieved. And sometimes, if you're very lucky, like we pushed for Stephen to be released on compassionate grounds. We said he's an African. What? Africa doesn't have money. Africa hasn't harmed you. What do you, why are you holding an African citizen? He's lost his mother. There's no other friends with him. He's alone. Why don't you release him? At one point, the elders put pressure on Al-Qaeda, and the elders among Al-Qaeda agreed to release Stephen over a year ago. But the young blood that came to the organization refused.
Very quickly, what lessons can we take away from this?
The most important lesson, please don't go to our countries where hostages are taken, where there's a known history of taking hostage. Okay. Please make sure
in
you don't travel there.
In terms of successful negotiation?
Always be honest in what you do. Keep to your word. Be consistent in what you say. Treat people with respect, even if you know they're terrorists, because at the end of the day, they can do whatever they want. They lose their head, they can kill the hostage. So you play by the rules, and you have to be. Your messaging has to be consistent, and they have to see you to be honest and a trustworthy broker.
Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, thank you for your time on the SABC News Desk. Let's move on.